Well, today, you know, I had to do my duty. It's Sunday. I had to get to all those morning news shows, and I got to most of them. And, you know, I listened to them. They were all the same, talking about the insurrection, and all had the same point of views, but not going very much in detail on a whole lot of stuff. But, I mean, there's one person that touched me this week on this Sunday, and I think it's the way that she interpreted all that went on and how she pushed back. I want you to listen to Karen Finney, and then let's take it on the other side.
I have faith and confidence in Democrats. And look, if Republicans are sincere, we've heard a lot of attempts to try to minimize the violence at the Capitol, to try to sweep it under the rug and call for moving forward. If Republicans are sincere about that, they will support the president-elect, soon-to-be President Biden, and they will, in good faith, we may have policy differences, they will vote for his cabinet appointees. They will not try to use the impeachment as a way to slow down the progress of moving forward with this agenda. And look, I think it's incumbent on Democrats to also, as we now know in this modern media environment, to do a better job of communicating who we are, what we stand for, and what we're fighting for in terms of the things that are in the package that Biden has put forward. Sure. Anybody who is opposing that, again, a majority of Americans voted for Joe Biden. These are all the ideas that he campaigned on. So if you're opposing that, you're opposing the moving forward of this country. I do want to correct one thing. What happened in Georgia was the hard work of many incredible people, including black women like Stacey Abrams and black voters. It was not just because of Donald Trump's ridiculousness. It was because people came out and voted and because of changes. I mean, what happened in Georgia reflects changes that are happening in this country that are going to continue. And I will go back to my core message here, which is there cannot be unity in this country without accountability. And that is part of how we move forward. That is part of how Chuck Schumer is going to have to lead the Senate in terms of holding people accountable if they don't vote to support these policies. The larger test of this moment in history is not just about convicting Donald Trump. It is about accountability and understanding the divisions in this country and figuring out how we unify and heal and move forward and acknowledging that these divisions have been exploited by Trump, but they exist. This is who we are. It's not who we have to be.
I mean, Karen was perfect. Karen covered so much material in the short amount of time they gave her, and many times she had to fight to get her time in. Let's end with the how she ended. What we are seeing about America is who we are, and what she's admonishing, she's going out there and saying, we do not have to be that America that's out there. That's a challenge that she comes out with, that she puts out there. It is so true. But there are other things that she did in this segment that she was able to talk. She got rid of the false narrative that the reason that these two candidates, the two Democratic candidates, won in Georgia had so much to do with Donald Trump and his shenanigans, as opposed to the hard work, the building that Stacey Abrams and many other people were out there working hard to bring these people into the fold. Those people worked. They would have won whether Donald Trump misbehaved or not. Look at the numbers. And then she also pointed out, she admonished Democrats, hey guys, make sure when you go out there, you fight for the things we believe in. You don't allow them to carry them into different types of, don't allow them to liberalize them or use stereotypes on them. Go out there and sell what you represent, because what you represent is what the vast majority of Americans voted for. It's what the vast majority of Americans want. And then she admonishes the Republicans and saying, hey, you really want to work together? You really want to have contrition for what your party did by trying to overthrow a government, by trying to effect a coup when your leader tried to effect a coup? If you really want to do something, then while we're working on impeachment, do not delay what most Americans have already said they wanted. Do not delay the progress that Joe Biden is going to be making with policies to help all Americans. If you want to do what's right, you do what's right by making sure policies of the person who won the most votes, not by a little, by a lot, work. It's Karen Finney. That was an excellent piece, and more Democrats, more progressives need to get on TV and tell the message in this short amount of time. We usually have to do it. We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please, join.